When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammack, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist known as mental illness, and welcome to the very first episode of Relationship Advice You Did Not Ask For from a Diagnosed Self-Aware Narcissist. So if you're new here, like I said, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, y'all. I've been in psychotherapy for the last 5 years. I'm 37 years old. I'm married. I have 3 children. And, you know, I'm a family man, blah, 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 blah. Y'all don't get the dynamic. Today's topic of today's first episode is going to be about COVID. In relationships, not just narcissistic type relationship, COVID, the effect that COVID-19, the coronavirus, had on narcissistic relationships, toxic relationships, relationships in general, y'all. Because this is a big thing, y'all. It is actually a big thing. A lot of people, you know, I do a lot of Zoom coaching. I coach people over Zoom and whatnot. And I talk to them about their relationships and their toxic relationships with narcissists, toxic people, whoever. And one of the main things to come up with. One of the main things I keep hearing over and over again, like, things were good until to 2020 when COVID happened. Things were good until COVID happened. COVID set him off. COVID set her off. She started acting really weird when COVID happened and things of that nature. It kept happening. This, that. We met during COVID is one of the main. Another one of the things I hear a lot is we met during COVID, you know. So COVID-19, we know that a lot of people don't like boundaries set on them. Narcissists, toxic people, whoever. A lot of people just hate boundaries being set on them. And COVID-19 was a huge boundary for the world. COVID-19 was the world setting a boundary. The COVID-19 was, you know, was a boundary in and of itself. So many lockdowns. You can't go anywhere. You can't travel. You can't see your loved one. You got to wear masks. You have to do all this stuff right here. So if you're dealing with a person that who already doesn't like you telling them what to do, what happens when the world tells them they can't do something? What happens? What do you expect when the world says, hey, you can't go outside? Hey, you can't do this. You can't see your side boo. You can't see your side dude. You can't see your side person. You can't see whoever you want to see. COVID-19 was a boundary, y'all. And narcissistic people, those toxic people that you might be dealing with, hate boundaries. They absolutely do. So if you hate boundaries, if you hate people telling you what to do, if you hate the world, if you hate when somebody, one person tells you what to do, what do you do with your whole governing entity that is the world says you can't do this? You react negatively. You try to push back against those boundaries. Or you take that anger and frustration of that world boundary out on the people that you have to quarantine with, out on the people that you are closest to, out on the people that you are surrounded by, and things of that nature. It just, that's just how it works, y'all. Like COVID-19 was a huge boundary for the entire world, and it set a lot of people off. You know, a lot of narcissistic people tend to, you know, they don't, you know, super vain people who tend to who want to be immortalized and have a legacy. That legacy is threatened because you think you're gonna lose your life. You think you can walk outside the door today and lose your life, right? You're like, I can walk outside and I'm, you know, it can be over for me. So you want to live life to the fullest extent. So you start bucking all the boundaries. You start doing a lot of behaviors. Start getting super erratic. You start doing super irrational stuff. Start behaving like you never behaved before because what? You know, I might have 24 hours to live. Like tomorrow might be today might be my last day. And I'm not going to waste it not living my life to the fullest extent possible. So sometimes in the mind of somebody that's going through that hates boundaries, to live my life to the fullest extent possible, it can't be with you. It can't be in this dynamic right here. So if you got trapped in a house with a toxic ass person and COVID said they couldn't go anywhere, especially, let's say both of y'all work from home. So y'all don't even have to leave the house anyway. So both of y'all work from home. You see each other every single day. That narcissistic person is going to be tired of seeing your face and start treating you horribly. That toxic person that you're living with is going to start treating you horribly or start exhibiting weird-ass behaviors because, hey, I can't do anything else. I'm bored. boredom kicks in. They start doing things to antagonize you, to mess with you, to try to trigger you on purpose. They try to set you off on purpose because they're bored. They have nothing else to do. I can't leave the damn, I can't go to the park. I can't do anything else, so I have to have something to do. I don't like playing video games, so you are my real life video game. So you happen to become their, you happen to be their game. They start playing you. Your whole body looks like a damn PlayStation controller now because they start looking at you as a game, as a joystick. You become a joystick to my happiness. So I'm bored as hell, so I'm gonna play with you. They're gonna start treating you terribly. And sometimes during COVID, like, I'm just telling you, sometimes during COVID, you saw a lot of domestic violence incidents increased because they couldn't go nowhere. So they took all their anger and frustration. You can't tell me what the world can't tell me what to do. So they would take it out on you. They would put their hands on you because you're the closest person to them. Somebody who might not have been physically violent before just became physically violent. Why? Because it was already in them, but COVID and the quarantine and that boundary brung it out of them. You see what I'm saying? You see how it goes right there. That's why I tell people like, it happened during COVID. They changed during COVID. COVID, so a lot of times, was the catalyst to make toxic people become more toxic. And I know not everybody's a narcissist. I know most of my videos are specifically talking about narcissistic toxic relationships, but this is, you know, just people in general a lot of times. I'm gonna do one of these every week, y'all. I just kind of rant on about different topics and things like that. If y'all like these, you gotta let me know if you like them, because this is gonna go on for a while. Yeah, this is gonna be one of my longer episodes. I like talking. I just feel like I need to get this out of my system. I think Sunday is gonna be the good day for that. But that's how it goes, though, y'all. So if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, toxic person, whoever you're dealing with in your life, COVID might have exacerbated their behaviors and made their behaviors worse. It made you angry. Like you were already walking on eggshells before. Now you damn tap dancing on eggshells because you don't know what to expect from this person. You know what I mean? What you saw on TV, because you saw a lot of celebrity divorces. You saw a lot of celebrity domestic violence incidents. You saw Kanye West damn near lose his mind. You saw a lot of people, you know, going to jail. You saw so many things happening, you know, because people, it did put a damper on people's lives, y'all. People thought they were going to lose their life. You know, a lot of people did. You know, a lot of people did. And that's the situation that goes on, y'all. Because COVID, if you're already with that person before COVID started and they started exhibiting these crazy behaviors after COVID started, it was already in them, y'all. It was already in it. COVID didn't make them do it. It was already in them. COVID was just a catalyst to make them start to the behaviors, to give them an excuse to exhibit the behaviors. COVID, they could actually blame it. They could blame coronavirus. They could blame COVID-19 on what was going on. You see what I'm saying? And if you started a relationship during COVID, COVID again was a time of great vulnerability, y'all. It was. It still is. It's a time of great vulnerability because people thought their life was going to end. So love bombing made sense. Moving fast in relationships made sense. So people were connecting during this time of fear and things like that because they thought it was going to be over. And a lot of times you get a lot of manipulative people out here, a lot of toxic ass people out here on these dating sites. They were just going to try to run their numbers up. They weren't interested in love. They would tell you that they love you. They would tell you what you wanted to hear. And that's not always love bombing. Sometimes it's just pure manipulation. They tell you what you want to hear, right? And you lap it up, you suck it up, and then they expose themselves for what they really want later on, and they don't care. They don't care. They just look at that. They just looked at it as like a means to an. You are a means to an end. A lot of people got taken advantage of during COVID. A lot of people who are out here actually looking for love, you got duped by toxic ass lying people on these, a lot of these dating sites, and were in real life that you met at the pumpkin patch or the Target or somewhere at the Goodwill. Y'all was flipping through shoes in Goodwill. You mean y'all were resellers on eBay? And y'all just both grabbed the same shirt that y'all wanted to put in your shop. You mean you connected over some kind of similar shared experience, and then y'all bonded. Y'all might have clapped some cheeks, and then like they might have told you, like, I love you. I'm looking for a wife. You're going to be that wife. And then all of a sudden, y'all clap cheeks, and all of a sudden, they're not looking for a wife anymore. Weird how that works. I don't want to deal with your emotions. I don't want to deal with your feelings and things like that. You know? And that has continued as well, y'all, because like I said, COVID isn't, I mean, you know, y'all know it's not over. You know it's not over. But a lot of people think that it's over, but like, that's how the world goes. You know? It's not a conspiracy. Yeah, don't. I hate having to say this, Like, don't leave the conspiracy theory weirdo stuff in the comment section. Like, well, you don't know. You're part of the sheep. It is over. It was never real. That's why people went crazy, because we knew it wasn't real. Shut up, y'all. God damn. Like, this is about toxic relationships and whatever happened. Like, this ain't about no conspiracy theories. If I see a conspiracy theory or some weirdo stuff in the comments, I'm just going to block you. I'm just going to remove it. I'm not even going to delete the comment. I'm just going to hide it, you know, so only you can see it from this point forward. Because, like I said, a lot of times, let's back to the topic again. A lot of times, like I said, if you were looking for love in during this time, during this time period right here, it would make sense that it was easier for you to get duped out here, because you're looking for love and somebody else is only looking for some cheeks. Somebody else is only looking for some, you know, to get their cheeks clapped. You know, y'all didn't want the same thing, but because they wanted something from you, they told you y'all were looking for the same thing. That's when people, y'all, I mean, again, this is relationship advice you didn't ask for. When people ask you what you are looking for in a significant other, what you're looking for from this relationship, y'all don't have to be specific. You don't have to give them any type of specificity. If they ask you that question, they're looking for you to answer first. So they're going to base their answer on your answer. They're going to base what you say. They're going to base what they say on what you say, depending on what they're looking for, or depending on what they want from you. If they just want to sleep with you and you are looking for a long-term relationship and you say it first, you know what? I'm looking for a long-term relationship too. And y'all, then you like, oh, yay, really? Yeah, really. Just now. I just had this realization 2 minutes ago that I've been looking for a relationship too. That's crazy how that works, right? Stop giving people the damn blueprint to manipulate y'all. Some of y'all are easy. I know a lot of people are easier to manipulate because of your upbringing, because you've been through traumatic experiences in your youth as well. But y'all, goddamn, some of this stuff, y'all, is just like, they don't even, like, people don't have to try hard to manipulate y'all no more. They just tell y'all some BS and you just eat it up. And then you get manipulated. And then all of a sudden, surprise, you mean. Or this has happened too, y'all, because you be in this vulnerable state and a lot of y'all want to be fixers and healers and stuff like this. They will tell you the truth. They would say, hey, look, I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm just looking to clap some cheeks. Friends with benefits. I'm just looking for this. And y'all will just be like, you know what? They don't really know what they want. I'm going to get them some cheeks like they want. But then I'm going to try to change their mind. I'm going to be their husband. I'm going to be the wife. No. And then y'all get mad at them for actually telling you, like, no, I didn't want this. I told you what I wanted. You convinced yourself that you could change me. That's your fault. And they're going to blame you for trying to change them. They just are. They're going to put the blame onto you, because think about it, y'all. They told you the truth and you try to change their mind. Whose fault is that? This we keep it hot. Keep it hot, y'all. This is not normal Lee Hammock right here. This is open and let's keep it real. Whose fault is that? If they told you the truth and then you decided to still try to change their mind, you knew you didn't want the same thing that they wanted. Hey, I'm just looking for friends with benefits. You say, I'm looking for marriage. You should part ways right there. But if you continue to go into this dynamic thinking you're going to change their mind, whose fault is that, y'all? I know the trauma bond exists. I know this codependency stuff is real. But you got to look internally, because you can't blame them for telling you the truth. You can't blame them for being harsh. You can't blame them for keeping it real with you. Y'all be wanting people to keep it real with you, but when they keep it real with you, you get angry at them. I get it. People could say it in a nicer way, I guess. But sometimes they have to be harsh with you to get through their head. You know what I mean? They have to be harsh when you get through their head, and sometimes it doesn't get through their head. But let me keep it real with you, though, y'all. Because sometimes they'll tell you what they want, you'll say what you want, and y'all don't agree. It doesn't mean that they'll leave you. It doesn't mean that they'll let you go, y'all, because y'all don't agree on paths. They still want the friends with benefits. You might want marriage. They still want the friends with benefits. They'll try to convince you to just agree to the friends with benefits. They'll still push against your boundary of wanting marriage and try to convince. They'll give you an inkling that maybe you can change their mind. Maybe if you gave me them cheeks, it could change my mind. Maybe I want to marry you. Just maybe. And again, y'all believe it. Get into this relationship, get manipulated, and be bad as hell. Then we got to be wiser now. We got to be wise. I know COVID is out here, and people are super vulnerable, looking for love. You know, you want to be alone during this time. You know, self-isolation, quarantine by yourself is sad. But you got to think about it, y'all. These situations arise all the time. People deal with this stuff all the time. You have to be stronger. You have to be better. During this time period, y'all, you have to be a better version of you. You know, this is, again, it's not the conspiracy theories central. This is me just telling y'all to keep it hot with yourself in these relationship dynamics. Dating during this time period. Be careful. Slow the hell down. Why y'all in such a goddamn rush? why y'all in such a rush to follow them? Like, I get it. I know, like I said, again, this is relationship advice you didn't ask for. But why y'all in such a damn rush to fall in love? Love is not fast. Take your slow, slow and damn, tap the damn brakes. I'm asking y'all to tap the brakes. Just tap them. Just beep, beep. Just look. You know how a car is driving, you tap the brakes and the red lights come on in the back, like the brake lights come on? Put your damn brake lights on in this relationship. Let me see your brake lights. All I want to do is see your brake lights. You know what I mean? I know this relationship is like a highway, but show me the damn brake lights, y'all. Please show me the brake lights. Because if you don't have brake, well, Lee, I cut my brakes. I'm just going full speed for it. But good luck, y'all. Good luck. Good luck. Because like I said, my empathy, y'all, I already have a lack of empathy. It runs lower for that. It runs lower for people who make these decisions. You have all the information in front of you. And again, I know the codependency exists. I know the trauma bond exists. I know all of this stuff exists. But my empathy runs lower for people who make these decisions when you have all the information ahead of you. Because you know why? Because before COVID, before all this stuff started, your grandma, your grandpa was out here getting treated horribly, getting manipulated in a toxic ass relationship. And they didn't know what they were going through. So they didn't know to leave. They didn't know gaslighting. They didn't know they were being manipulated. They didn't know all this stuff. You know it. You know it, and you stay in it. You know, that's what I'm just saying, y'all. You have to make better conscientious decisions in these aspects because they help you heal. Yeah, COVID made you vulnerable. I get it. It made you vulnerable. Just like they put a vaccine out, you got to vaccinate yourself against toxicity. Not just against the virus. You got to vaccinate yourself against the virus that is toxic relationships, that is toxic people. They will lie to you to get what they want from you. You got to vaccinate yourself against toxic people that will manipulate you to get what they want from you. They'll take what they get from you, ghost you. You know, one of my friends asked me on Facebook the other day. She was like, yeah, he told me that he doesn't, you know, at first he told me he wanted marriage and stuff like this. But then he told me he doesn't want to deal with my feelings or my emotions. I'm like, girl, he told you straight up that he doesn't want to deal with your feelings or emotions. That means he just want to sleep with you. He just wants some physical stuff. And she kept asking me, she was like, but how do I get him to feel the emotion? I'm like, you don't. How do I get him to feel those emotions? How do I get him? I say he's emotionally disconnected. She's like, well, how do I get him emotionally connected? You don't, y'all. Y'all want to fix people because, like, if you would be perfect, if you change this about yourself, then they're not perfect. If they have to change something about themselves for them to be perfect for you, then they're not perfect for you. They're not. COVID or not, they're not perfect for you because of these circumstances, because of these situations. You know what I mean? It just doesn't work that way, y'all. So I hope this video helps y'all empower yourselves to make better conscientious decisions out here dating during this time of high vulnerability, because you're vulnerable and they will prey on your vulnerability. Your vulnerability is like blood in the water for sharks, for toxic people. You know what I mean? It just is, y'all. So y'all, if y'all made it this far, I know this, like I said, these episodes, I'm only going to do like once a week. I'm going to come up with a video idea once a week just to chat. It's relationship advice you did not ask for, y'all. You didn't ask for this. I'm just putting it out there because, you know, I'm a narcissist. Well, yeah, y'all expect for me. I'm going to do some things I do are going to be selfish. These are my selfish videos. These are my guilty pleasure videos right here. Because I like getting this out of my system because I think this stuff a lot and I keep it inside of myself because I'm just like, you know what? I ain't going to say that. But now, look, y'all. Y'all know me. Y'all know my intent is to help people. You know, I've helped thousands of people. I've talked to thousands of people. I've coached thousands of people, you know. My intent is to help as many people as possible get through the throes of these toxic relationship dynamics because it can help you to be a better person. It can help you do better, feel better, and things like that, y'all. But anyway, y'all, let me hop off this thing. If you like this video, you have an idea for my next week's video. I'm gonna release one of these every Sunday. It's gonna be like season two of my podcast, or whatever. It's gonna be on my podcast and whatnot as well. But I'm gonna do this once. I'm gonna do these longer videos once a week, just to get it out of my system, just to talk, just to chat. Right now, episode 2, right now is gonna be about protecting your children, and episode 3 is gonna be called "Update Your Relationship Resume." And they're all gonna be longer. These are longer videos. So if y'all made it through here today, you have a video topic idea. Only if you made it through all the way to this point right here, because you have to leave me what's the emoji I'm looking for today? The eyeball emoji, the one single eyeball emoji. Let me know you made it this far to the end. And then you can put a question, you know, I'll consider it. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. My brand is here. The I Love Me brand is still available, y'all. I'm Brave. This is the I'm Brave edition. Yes, this is pink. Real men were pink. I'm Brave. Details the part of your healing journey, what stage you're in, positive affirmation, all that other good stuff. Like and subscribe for more, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Mental Illness is out. Peace.